If you want to turn in your Bible to Isaiah 11, I'm in Isaiah chapter number 11. I want to begin reading at verse number 10. The Bible says, "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcast of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west. They shall spoil them to the east of the east together. And they shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it into seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. And there shall be an highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came that he came out of the land of Egypt." I want to preach just a little while this morning, God be my help, on this thought: walking on the King's highway. Walking on the King's highway. Now, I got to thinking about this, and the King's highway, praise God. And if there's a King's highway, then, Brother Jeff, they must be a king. Amen. You can't have a King's highway if you don't have a King of the highway. Amen. I'm glad today we have a King of the highway, praise God. As we look at this, and Isaiah begins to break this down to us, and he begins to show us this King Jesus, praise God, who would be the King of the highway. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad for that, ain't you? I'm glad, praise God, it's not my way, praise God, but it's His way, praise God, take us on the highway. And we see the things that the Bible tells us as we look at this. We see the ancestry of the Lord Jesus Christ. We say He was, verse number 1 of chapter 11 said, "There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root." So we see that, and we know today that that is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. That He is the greater son of King David, praise God, and that God sent His only begotten Son to be the Savior of the world. Praise His holy name. I want to say, not is He only the Savior of the world. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Praise God. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. You say, "Preacher, I don't know if I need that." I'm going to tell you, if you don't think so, you need it more than any of us. Amen. Because we all need intercession from the Lord. And Brother Charles will teach this morning, praise, our consciousness ought to be drawing us closer to the Lord every day. If it's not, praise God, then we just need to be reconciled unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. He began to make a difference in our life. We see the Lord Jesus Christ. We see His ancestry. But not only do we see His ancestry, praise God, but we see the power that He has, the power to make a difference in the lives of men. Amen. As we see in verse number 2, He said, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, and Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." That's the sevenfold Spirit of God. Praise God. It's manifest in the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, it's represented, as Brother Charles said this morning, it's manifest, it's put on display so that we can see Christ Jesus, our Savior, praise God. I hope today He's your Savior. If He's not, you're in a good place to become a child of God this morning, amen. Just come up, and you say, "Preacher, I just don't know how." You know, it's a long time in my life and I didn't know how. Brother Robert, God convicted my heart as an 8-year-old boy, and praise God, 7-year-old boy, and I went for a long time and I didn't understand what I need to do. I thought I was just an old lost sinner bound for hell. But praise God, one night, 1976, praise God, God Almighty spake to my heart. He said, "Son, you don't have to die and go to hell." He said, "If you'll just come, bow before the Lord, confess your sins, ask Jesus to forgive your sins, He'll save you by His marvelous grace." And I thought, wow, glory, hallelujah, that's a wonderful thing. Amen. Praise God. You say, "Preacher, it couldn't really be that simple." It is that simple. The Bible says it's so simple that a child can do it. Amen. Praise God. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying it's time to get in, young and old alike, praise God. Be saved by the Lord. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ, expecting Him to take care of us, because He has the power, praise God. He is the sevenfold Spirit of God. He has the power, the wisdom, the counsel, the knowledge, everything that you need, praise God, as a little boy, a little girl, as a mama, a daddy, a mama, or a papa, praise God, to help us to press on for His glory. Amen. Stay in the fight to the finish line. I don't know about you. I'm a little bit competitive. What are you laughing about? You've got room to talk. Amen. Me and Miss Tara, we're pretty competitive. Amen. Praise God. We'll do what we have to win. Amen. Praise God. I want to say praise God. I love. Well, just because she was 9 months pregnant. Amen. But I tell you, we just press on. Praise God, because God is good, and we know that the end of this journey, praise God, goodness is going to come upon His people. Amen. So we see the power of God. We see ancestry. We see the power that God gives us. We see the aptitude we have. And we have that because of the character of our Savior. Amen. The character of Savior. Because Jesus Christ, because His character, because who He is and what He's got planned for you and me. Amen. A direction and a purpose, a plan that He has that He's already put in action. Praise God, that we just become part of. The Bible says we become partakers with Him. Amen. In the will of the Father, that God begins to bless us through Him. So we see in verses 3 and 4 and 5, it says He shall make a quick understanding in the fear of God. Make him of a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reign. So we see, praise God, that Jesus Christ has made provision, and it's made provision through him, through his character, praise God. It's not through my character. My character's tarnished. My character's darkness. But praise God, I'm glad there's a lie to Jesus Christ. His character, praise God, is what we're basing our spiritual life upon. Amen. Praise God. Not of righteousness, our righteousness, but of His. Because He is the righteousness of the Father. So we're basing our character on His character. We work to become more like Him day by day. It's not a hard thing. Amen. When we bow and we say, Lord, praise God, I want to be more like you. Forgive me of my sins and help me every day. And I told you, I get up every morning, I wake up every morning, and I don't worry about sin. I'm perfect. There's nothing to defile me. There's nothing that I'm going to do that's going to be wrong. But in a minute, I say, Lord, I need you to help me, because I'm going to throw these old feet out of the bed, and when they hit the floor, I'm going to have to do anything. Amen. I'm going to need your help today, Lord, to keep me from doing those things that will bring reproach upon your name. That'll defile the character of my Savior. You say, preacher, why would you say that? Because when people look at we profess to be Christians, then people are looking for Christ in us. Amen. They're looking for a Christ-like person. So we realize today, praise God, as we're walking on the King's Highway, that we are that Christ-like person, that they can see Christ in us. And we're looking at it, and we're marching, and we're looking for something, praise God. Now I want to say, let me just stop and say this. In the world we're living today, the whole world is looking for a place of utopia. Amen. The world is looking for a place where it's just joy and happiness and just all the good things that we desire in this world. Amen. Praise God. As we go and we march along, everybody in the world is looking for a place of utopia. I want to say, praise God, there's going to be one day, and it's when Jesus Christ the Lord comes to rule and reign in this world, and all these things, praise God, that we see now will be made better. There'll be no strife. There'll be no contention. There'll be no hardship. There'll be no bitterness. There'll be no sorrow. There'll be no crying. Amen. When Jesus comes along, praise God, as they march on the King's Highway, glory to God, we're getting closer and closer to that utopia, praise God. That's real. It's not an artificial one, but praise God, it's a real one that God Almighty has promised us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hey, if you look in verses 6 through 9, he talks about that place of glory in the kingdom of God, the quality of that place, glory, hallelujah, where there's going to be peace and happiness and joy through the age. He said, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Now, last time I looked, if you look out here on the hill, if you got little old lambs, if you ain't got a good fence around them, good woven wire fence to keep them out, the wolves and the coyotes and the critters, they'll eat your little old lambs, they'll eat your little ones, praise God, as soon as they hit the ground. Amen. But he said, there ain't going to be a time when the wolf shall also dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Amen. Praise God. And a cow and a bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. You're talking about a place of utopia. There'll be a place of peace. There'll be a sanctuary. There'll be a goodness and a mercy. There'll be a love. There'll be a compassion. There'll be a unity. Glory, hallelujah. You say, well, preacher, how could that be? I want to say this morning, if God can draw all the animals who've been at enmity with against each other for hundreds of years, glory, hallelujah, how much more can He do it for me and you? Amen. Praise God, a utopia. Verse number 8, he said, the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the crocodile's den. Amen. Praise God. He said, one day in just a little while, he said, God's going to put us in a place. He's going to let us see a place of utopia, a place of perfect peace and happiness and joy. I want to tell you today, hey, we might find a little bit of peace in this world. We might find a little bit of happiness. But I won't say happiness depends on what happens, but praise God, God said, there's going to be some happening stuff take place when Jesus Christ comes on the scene. Hey, He's going to move in the midst with a rod of iron. And praise God, there's going to be a perfect peace. And when you get perfect peace, you can have perfect joy. You say, preacher, where do you get perfect peace? You get perfect peace through a perfect peace giver. Jesus said, I got to go away, but my peace I leave with you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Peace comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you get peace, the Lord, praise God, you get true joy. Amen. Happiness in the Lord. So we see that walking in this kingdom road, on the king's highway, praise God, you see a person of character that's leading the way. You see not a place, a highway that leads into a perfect utopia, something that we would all love to see and desire for our homes and our families and our loved ones, praise God. I want to say this morning, church, it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only place you'll find it. Amen. I know what you're, some of you are looking at me and said, yeah, preacher, I'm a child of God, I love the Lord, but I still have problems. We will have problems. Amen. Every one of us will have problems because we live in an old sin-cursed world. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that's perfect, and He's gave us a promise through Jesus Christ, His Savior. If we'll just keep a looking to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, praise God, He'll help us to finish well. What does that mean this morning? And one day, praise God, we're going to step out of here and step into portals of glory, and we're going to shout and praise and give God a glory for all that He's done. Amen. Throughout eternity. We praise in one. So we see a king's highway. Amen. We see a hope of a utopia. But we see in the king's highway a kingdom established. Verse number 10, he says, in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. He said one day, praise God, we're looking for somebody. We're looking for a kingdom to be established. Praise God for those that's looking for a kingdom. I will tell you, you can be going anywhere in the world, but if you ain't looking for it, you might ride right by it. Praise God, Brother Robert did not see it. But praise God, if you get to looking for it, you can see it early. You can see it often. Glory, hallelujah, I'm glad. There's God that's established a kingdom. Praise God, He set up a kingdom, and He set up a king's highway. He said, if we'll just get on the highway and we'll just trek on for God, we'll just keep our eyes and focus on Lord Jesus Christ. He said, trouble will be behind us. Death will be behind us. Darkness will be behind us. Praise God. He said, from the light of God, everything has to flee. And one day in a little while, as we travel down the king's highway, glory, hallelujah, he'll go before us. He'll smooth the route. He'll take out the potholes. He'll give us signage, praise God, so we can see Him. Amen. Ain't that what he said? He said he'd be raised up, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. An ensign, he said he would stand as a mark of distinction. He said he'd stand as that we could look to, praise God, and he would give us hope. He'd give us a perspective on where we're going. I'm glad today that we can have a perspective on where we're going in the Lord Jesus Christ. That inside, that mark of distinction that we have through Jesus, our Savior. Praise God. He's the one. Amen. That the King is someone to look to. That we might see Christ in us. That we might see the way, praise God, as He paves the way for us. And that we might hear Him as He calls us out. Amen. Ain't that what they said church is? They say it's a called out people. I want to say today, God is a calling out people for Himself. Amen. And listen, if God's a speaking to your heart, don't disregard Him. If God's a speaking to your heart, praise God, just run to Him. Amen. You say, preacher, I've already been saved. That don't matter, praise God. If you've been saved and Jesus speaks to you, just run to Him. Amen. You don't know what you're going to face this afternoon or tomorrow. Amen. Hey, something may be coming your way that you don't even know about. Jesus is speaking to you. He's calling you. Praise God. Just run him to Him. Praise God. Climb up in His lap. Get Him around the neck. Praise God. Let Him love up on you real good and get you, praise God, in a place where He can take you through tomorrow. He said He'd never leave you nor forsake you, but He'd be there with you. He said He's going to call them out, praise God, to the four corners of the earth. He said, Lord shall, verse 11, shall set His hand again the second time to recover the remnant of His people. I said, I'm going, hey, listen, said what I've done before, I'll do again. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad God don't just reach out one time and then forget about you? Forget about your family. Forget about your loved ones. Forget about your children. Forget about mamas and daddies and mamas and papas. God reaches out. Praise God the way He's done before, and He'll do it again, and He'll do it again, and He'll call folks unto Himself. Praise God that He can establish a kingdom. He can establish a body of believers, praise God, that's a looking for His glorious appearing. One day we'll be with Him where He is. And one day, He said, those of clean hands and pure heart will reign with Him in glory and splendor when He comes to this old earth, praise God. And we just keep marching on the King's highway. Praise the Lord. It leads to where Jesus is. And it leads to where, well, glory. And it leads to where Jesus wants to be. And if we'll just stay on the highway, praise God. And they don't call it a highway for nothing. Praise God, it's high, it's lifted up, it's glorious, it's spectacular, it's something, praise God, to be reverenced and revered because it's a highway of God. Amen, glory, hallelujah, had enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen, glory, God. I'm glad God Almighty's got a highway. He's got some high ground, praise God, for His people, and we start looking for the high ground. I won't tell you this morning who you'll find on the high ground. You'll find the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll find God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, one and three and three and one. That's there to work for you. They're to help you. They're to love on you. They're to show you how much He cares for you. He is the God of glory. Amen. He calls them on the key. He calls them from the four corners of the earth. He calls them out of the land, praise God, for His glory. He calls them together. The kingdom, praise God, not only a kingdom established, but it's going to be a kingdom united. Amen. The kingdom of God is supposed to be a united kingdom. Amen. King's highway leads to a united people. He said He'd gather Ephraim. Amen. He said He'd gather Judah. Praise God. He said that there'd be no more envy. There'd be no more vexing of one another. But He said they'd bring them to a place where God would put unity in their heart, where He'd put oneness in their heart, a one people with a one desire for the goodness of God to see Him high and lifted up. Praise be to God, His glory, that we and our people, praise God, can see the unity of God. That oneness. You know what we've lost in this world? We've lost a oneness with the Lord. Amen. We've lost that oneness. Amen. Praise God. He said He'd bring us in unity. You say, well, preacher, you don't realize how many obstacles we face. It's hard to be united when we got all these obstacles to face. Well, He said that's what He does. He takes obstacles out of the way. Amen. He said He removes them and takes them out of the way. Verse 13, He said He'll pull them together in unity. And verse 14 says, praise God, He said He'll begin to defeat the enemies that we have that would want to divide us and would push us in this way or that way. But He said, praise God, God Almighty, He said, I fly upon the shoulder of the Philistine toward the west, and they shall spoil them in the east together, and they shall lay their hand on Edom and on Moab, and the children of Ammon shall bathe them. He said, I'm going to take all those that was the enemy. Praise God, I'm going to get to deal with them, and I'm going to push them back, and I'm going to roll them back. And said, my people's going to go through there like a great old big, well, glory, like a great old big steamroller. Glory be to God. And everything that gets in the way of God, God said, I'm just going to steamroll over it. Praise God. I'm going to mash her down. I'm going to put her down. I'm going to put her out of the way. And I'm going to get my people, praise God, where I promised to go. I pray that steamroller, praise God, which is you and me. It's a church of the living God today. He'll keep moving on the King's highway. And praise God, he'll go before us. And as we roll through there, glory, hallelujah, he'll make the road smooth. Amen. I believe over in the portals of glory, where we enter in, praise God, is going to be a smooth highway. Amen. Going to usher into there, usher in those through those pearly gates into a highway. It's paved with gold. Bible says pure gold, as it were transparent glass. That's pure gold. Amen, glory. It won't be this old yeller stuff that we see. It'll be like clear. It'll be that crystal clear. It'll be pure gold. Praise God. You know why God do that? Because he's looking for a pure people. Amen. He's going to give them a pure road. Praise God. When we walk on the King's highway, it's a good road. It's a pure road. It's a road undefiled. It's a place where we and you can traverse. Praise God, and stay out of the defilement of the world. And one day, in a little while, we can roll on into the city of God with glory in our souls. Amen. Praise the Lord. One day when he ushers us in, amen, he tells us in Psalms 24 that one day, that day's a coming. But he said, praise God, as I go along, as we march along, as we roll along, said he's taking the enemies out of the way as we go. Praise his name. Ain't you glad for that? So we have a kingdom to turn to. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the kingdom, praise God, that God has made fit for me and you. The Bible says, and the Lord shall utterly, verse 15, shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea. And with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river. Shall smite it into seven streams and make them go over dry shod. Amen. Praise God. He said, you're not going to have to wade through the marshes and the muck of this world. He said, God Almighty's promised. I said that he'd go before you. Praise God. He's going to give you a place of return. Glory. Hallelujah. He's going to make possible, praise God, the way that we march along. He's going to take care of the situation. He said, if we'll just trust him. He said, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Just follow him, praise God. Just trust him today. And he said he'd go before you, and he'd make a path. He'd dry up the rivers. I pray God. He'd drain the swamps. Man, there's a lot of folks today's got swamps in their life. Murky places. Amen. Where they get bogged down. You got to be real careful with that. You get in them mucky and murky places. And you're trying to march along. If you ain't careful, you'll march right out of your shoes. Amen. You'll leave them in the mud. Amen. But God said he'd try. He said you'd be dry shod. God said, I'll go through those marshy places. I'd go through a swamp. He said, I'll go through those places. It'd be difficult for you to traverse. But he said, I'll go through. He said, I'll dry them up. He said, I'll thwart my hand across them. Glory, hallelujah. He said, they'd be made dry places where you and I can cross, praise God. So it'd be possible to return, to get to where God would have us to be. Amen. God said they may be trying to be a hindrance to our return. The devil don't want you. Hey, listen to me. If you get away from God, hey, man, the Holy Ghost, as soon as the Holy Ghost of God deals with your heart, as soon as he shows you there are your ways and the goodness of his, turn around, praise God, and run back to him. Don't keep going on by yourself. You'll make a mess out of your life. We need to turn around. Praise God, and just admit that hindrance. Remit that thing that's going through our mind, that thing that we're entertaining, that thing that we might be starting to go after. We just need to say, Lord God, help me, a sinner. Glory, hallelujah. Repent of that and turn to God. Amen. He said, what does that do? It keeps you on the King's highway. Keeps you going in the right direction for his glory. I want to say this morning, the devil may tell you there's no place of return. Amen. You know, we get out here in this world, if we ain't careful, the world is deceiving. It'll start pulling us in all different directions. Every one of us. Amen. There's none of us exempt. The world will start pulling you in all kinds of different directions. The devil will deceive you, say, well, nobody cares about you. I want to say this morning, the devil is a liar. Amen? The devil's a... Now, we as human beings, we might forget about you. We might not communicate with you like we should. But I want to say this morning, there's a Lord and a Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ the Savior, and He cares for you every day. He loves you every day. He's a calling to you every day. Won't you come unto Him? We're in heavy laden, so I'll give you rest. We'll say today, there's rest in the Lord. But the devil would like to hinder us. The devil would like to hinder our return. The devil would say, well, you know what? Nobody cares about you. Why don't you just go ahead and do what you want to do? Amen. I'm going to say that's a devil's lie. That's what he wants you to believe. But praise God, what we need to do is just return to the Lord and let Him help us. Amen. The Bible tells us in Zechariah chapter number 10. Zechariah chapter number 10, when the people were dispersed, he says in verse number 9, he said, I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries, and they shall live with their children and turn again. Amen. And when we think about God, when He brings to our remembrance His goodness and His mercy and how much He loves us, we just need to turn from ourselves, turn from the world, turn from the things around us, and just turn to God and say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. Please forgive me, an old sinner. And help me, Lord, to get back on the King's highway. Help me to march on, to press on, to ride on. Praise God for Your glory. Amen. He said, I'll bring them again also out of the land of Egypt. And gathered in. Now, Egypt was always a type of the world. Amen? He said, gather them out of Assyria. Now, Assyria is always a type of those that would oppress, those that beat down. The meanest people that ever was the Assyrians. He said, I will bring them in the land of Gilead and Lebanon, and place should not be found for them. And they shall pass through the sea with affliction, and shall smite the waves in the sea, and the deeps of the river shall dry up, and the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart away. He said, and I will strengthen them in the Lord. That's God Almighty, Jehovah, praise God. He said, that's where our strength lies. That's where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord. Amen. And said, here to go. Here they get on the highway. What highway? To get on the King's highway. He said, and they shall walk up and down in His name, saith the Lord. He said, they get on the King's highway, and they march on the King's highway, up and down that highway, just saying, glory, hallelujah, bless His holy name. I've been somewhere. I've been in dark places. I've been in circumstances, but glory, hallelujah, God has brought me out. He's lifted. He's brought me out so He might up so He might bring me out, and glory, hallelujah, I'm a marching on the highway. I'm a walking in a good place. I'm looking to a good God. And praise God, the aspect of just knowing Him is getting so excited. I can't contain myself. He's there marching up and down the road, just shouting and praising, singing psalms to one another, giving God glory. Amen. Excited about... How long has it been since you've been excited about the Lord? Amen. A day or two? A week or two? A month or two? Oh me, year or two, amen, the good things of God. A hindrance of the return, He said, I'll take it out. He said, don't listen to the devil, praise God. Holy Ghost of God, convict your heart. Holy Ghost of God, point you in the direction. Just follow God. Man, He makes all the difference in the world. Praise God. On the King's highway. We can march on the King's highway. Amen. Now notice this King's Highway. Who's the King's Highway for? The Bible says, verse 16, there shall be an highway for the remnant of His people. Now the Bible says that there's an ensign, there's a marker, there's a distinction, praise God, which is Jesus Christ. And that distinction is for the people. Amen? Not only is it for the people in verse number 10, but it also says it's an ensign, it's for the nation. Not only for peoples, but nations. What does that mean to me and you, praise God? It means it's a whosoever road. It's a whosoever pathway. It's a whosoever God that we serve. The whosoever trust and believe in Him, praise God. We can get on that highway. A highway of God. There shall be an highway. Amen? A highway. Not a low way. A highway. And God says that highway is made by God. He's made for the people. and it's made for the nations. He said that the Gentiles shall seek a rest, and they'll find it in Him. Amen. The distinction, the mark of Christ Jesus. That highway is a highway of deliverance. Amen. It doesn't matter what we're facing today. It doesn't matter what you're up against today. The highway of God is a highway of deliverance. And we see it in the volume of the book. It's written that God gives us a road map. He gives us direction so we'll know which way to go. Amen. Don't have to think, you don't have to try to figure it out yourself. You just have to trust the Lord, praise God. He'll take you in the right direction. Amen. Praise God. He's done it before. And if He's done it before, if He's done it for these people, He can do it for me and you. Amen. Hello? I said, if He's done it before, He can do it again. Amen. And He can do it for me, and He can do it for you, praise God. So we see the King's highway, and the King's highway, praise God, it leads in the right direction. Hello? The King's highway will never take you in the wrong direction. If you start going the wrong direction, praise God, you'll have to stop and say, praise God, this ain't the King's highway. Amen? You'll have to redirect. Amen? It'd be like your Garmin. When Lucy comes on there, I call mine Lucy. Lucy comes on there and she said, recalculating. Amen? Recalculating. Mine does that a lot. Because I drive along, praise God, and it'll say, turn at the next right, praise God, don't look right to me, and I go by it, and she says, recalculating. See, that's what God does a lot of times. He says, turn at the next right, take the right, praise God, just follow this lead. And sometimes we'll say, well, you know, I'll just go this way just a little bit, maybe everything will be okay. And God says, recalculating. Praise God, I'm trying. You know what He's trying to do? It's like old Lucy. He's trying to head you off. He's trying to get ahead of you. He's trying to show you, praise God, are your ways and the goodness of His. He said, if you'll just listen to me. Amen. He's got the right direction. The King's highway, praise God, has the right direction. It not only has the right direction, but it has the right purpose. The purpose is to bring us to God. The purpose is to get us close to Him. Amen. To bring us into the presence of the Father. Jesus said, Father, those that you give me, He said, would they be with me where I am? The purpose of the King's highway, praise God, that we get through the Word of God is to bring us to where the King is. Amen. I said you can't have a King's highway if you don't have a King. And the purpose of the King's highway is to bring you to where the King is. Jesus wants us, everyone, praise God, whosoever will, to be with Him where He's at. And the King's highway will take you there. It'll get you there safe and sound. The right purpose, praise God, is to be with Jesus where He is. You know, we don't have to wait till we go out of here to be with the Lord. We ought to be with Him now. Amen. Our Lord and Savior, guiding us and leading us and showing us His way and just following after Him. Get on the highway. Amen. Don't have to take the back streets and the side streets and the dumpy roads, praise God, of this world. Just get on the King's highway and just go with God. Amen. Praise God. He said there's a broad way that leads to destruction. But He said there's a narrow way that leads to Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Just get on that. That's the King's highway. The King's highway that has the right purpose to bring us into the presence of God. Amen. We get the right purpose, then we'll get to the right person. Amen. The right person that we need is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you preach that all the time. Praise God, that's all there is to preach. Amen. Without preaching Jesus, you're not preaching nothing. But Jesus is the purpose. Jesus, praise God, is the person that we're trying to get closer to every day of our lives. We're traveling on the King's highway. And we're traveling with a purpose. Amen. To get to Him where He is. You think about that, church. Think about that. The Bible says the purpose in our heart to be with Lord Jesus Christ, to be like Him. Amen. To purpose in Him. Because the purpose was to be with Him where He's at. Amen. To be in His presence. The presence of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To come to where He is. The Bible says there shall be an highway for the remnant of His people which shall be left from Assyria. Like as it was to Israel in the day they came up out of the land of Egypt. God says, I gave him a highway. And God said he went before them. Amen. And he made a way. When they got to the sea and they couldn't go no further. Amen. I believe there's a lot of us that's come to the sea and we can't go no further and we just throw up and give up. A whole lot of them did. Just throwed up their hands ready to give up. But God told Moses, he said, Moses, he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you, listen to me, and I'm going to finish. Whenever you get to a hard place and don't feel like you can go any further, just stop and stand still and listen for the Lord and see the salvation of God. He said he had put it up there for an ensign. He said he had put it up there as a mark of distinction to show you the way on his highway, the kingdom highway, where God would have us to march on. Walking on the king's highway, it gets you where you need to be for God's glory. And on that highway, God can show you wonderful and magnificent things that you'd never dreamt of in this world. We've seen church God move in a magnificent way. We've seen Him hear and answer prayers. We've seen Him save folks. We've seen Him deliver folks from sickness and even death. We've seen God just move in a miraculous way in lives. The most miraculous is the saving of a soul. There's rejoicing in heaven. The Bible says over one old sinner that repenteth. Amen. Rejoice in the presence of the angels. It makes news over home when you get saved. It makes news over home when you repent of your sins and choose Jesus instead of the devil. It brings a rejoicing in heaven, praise God, when we lift up our voices and just praise the Lord. Amen. It makes news in heaven. Amen. When we're walking on the King's Highway, what a wonderful place to be. A place for the people, a place for the nations, a place for whoever, so whosoever will, that'll follow after the Lord. Amen. And He said He'd bring us along on the highway, that He'll make provision so we can get there safely. Amen. You know, preacher, we go through a lot of things in this world that seem awful hard. Yeah, they are. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God and Savior at the end of the journey. It's promised to be there for us, and He would deliver us all the way to the end of the way. And at one day, praise God, we'll march up that King's Highway and march into the very presence of the Lord. I like what he says in Psalms. Let me just read this to you right quickly, and then I'll let you go. He says this in the 21st Psalm, 24th Psalm. He said, this is the generation, verse 6, of them that seek Him, that seek Thy face, O Jacob, Selah. And He says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Can you just see the gatekeeper hollering at it? Who is this King of glory? And He said, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. That was the first time. After He had hung on a cross, gave His life, praise God, gave all to save me and you. Amen. Then He says in verse number 9, I said, lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. And the gatekeeper says, cries out again, who is this King of glory? And he says, the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Can you see what's happened? The Lord of hosts, the Lord of all the heavenly hosts, the Lord of all those that's saved and born again, all those followers of Christ. He marches up to the gates of glory, up that King's Highway. Amen. That we're very familiar with because we've been marching on it for how many years? And he says he marches up to that gate and he said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory shall come in. He said, who is the King of glory? He said, he's the Lord of hosts. He said, open them gates, because we're coming in. Amen. Praise God. We're going to take heaven by storm, and we're going to get in. Church family, God bless your sweetheart. We're going to get in by marching up the King's Highway, by staying with the Lord, by staying with what He says, by the directions He gives us, from this precious word of truth. Amen. What about you today? Are you on the King's Highway? Are you marching on for the glory of God? Amen. I want to say it's a good highway. Just stay with it, stay on it, And I guarantee you, God will bless you. God will help you. God will deliver you. God will bring you out. And praise God, you don't have to come out with a pouch. You can come out with a shout. Just thank Him and praise Him because He's been there with you. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know. There's so many things. Praise God, those things will all be made clear when we get there. We'll understand when we get there with Jesus why we went through everything we have. But praise God, we'll have even more the praise to give to Him because we'll realize where He brought us from and where He brought us to. And it's all because of the King's Highway, that place He's given us that we could traverse to come into the presence of the Lord. Amen.